As President Donald Trump begins his sweeping agenda, anxious Utahns have flooded the phone lines of their congressional representatives, whose staffers are struggling to keep up with the volume. KUER's Julia Ritchie has more.
If you've tried calling Senator Orrin Hatch's office lately, you might be hearing this message a lot more.
Thank you for calling the office of United States Senator Orrin Hatch. Unfortunately, we're unable to take your call at the moment.
Since the election, Utahns opposed to Trump's administration have become increasingly vocal over everything from his cabinet choices to executive orders on refugees and the Affordable Care Act. Hatch's office issued a statement earlier this week apologizing for the busy signals and full voicemail, while also blaming out-of-state robocalls for jamming the lines. The office of Utah's junior senator, Mike Lee, has also reported an increase in call volume. Emily Ellsworth, a writer and former staffer for Representative Jason Chaffetz and Representative Chris Stewart, says despite the hassle, it's still the best way to make your voice heard.
You've got to make the most personal contact that you can. Writing tweets or sending messages on Facebook is easy for you, but it's just not effective. It's easy to ignore.
After the election, she wrote a series of viral tweets on how best to reach out to elected members of Congress. She says direct personal appeals have the greatest impact because they take the most resources to process.
Make a phone call and make it personal. Don't rely too heavily on scripts and things that, you know, make it easy. Just tell your story, don't be nervous, and pick up the phone and make a call.
Ellsworth says the other mistake people make is calling members of Congress who don't represent them, for example, House Speaker Paul Ryan or Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. Ellsworth says while it's tempting to go directly to the top, your best conduit to those leaders are through your own representatives, who will relay what they're hearing back home. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.